It's been a busy time for our next guest, who is, got to say, always generous with his time, regardless of the situation his club finds itself in. He's the Giants GM of football. His name's Jason McCartney. Jace, thanks so much for your time.
Good morning, Kane. Good morning, David. How are you?
How's the first week post-Leon been?
Well, it's been a big week. Obviously, what's been really important is just getting time with Mark McVay, our caretaker coach, and really the first opportunity with our players was Tuesday lunchtime to really set the path forward for what we're focusing on, a 13-week season now. We're very respectful of the wonderful job Leon's done over a long period of time, but we need to now focus on this next block ahead of us. And with that, we needed to present things a little bit differently and show that there would be a bit of change. So I think we've had a really good week thus far with, you know, getting that enthusiasm. I suppose with change, there becomes that little bit of apprehension and uncertainty. But what we want to really, I suppose, get across to our players, we're focusing more on the excitement and the opportunity. And you can see that with training earlier in the week. Once we did hit the track, things were a bit different. And you see that every player on the list has all of a sudden got a spring in their step because they think they're a chance to play, which is great.
Morning, Jace. It sounds like you're in the small room there. It sounds like you're locked in the toilet somewhere, hiding or keeping away from the family or trying to be quiet, one of those, mate. But how has it been this week trying to cobble together a coaching group and the roles that go with that? And I know you've got Dean Solomon on board. Just let us in a little bit on how that all come about.
Yeah, that was pretty much one phone conversation from Mark to Dean, and that's the great thing about football and the relationships you build over a long period of time, and there's some great relationships there. So obviously Dean was here with us on Tuesday, which was really important once Mark and I discussed that and I was able to tick that off straight away. Because once again, for our playing group, it's important to see that, yes, obviously what changed last week, but we're not a coach down as well. Yes, we've lost a great person and 30 years of football experience, but we're not a man down. But Dean is there and Dean will commit to 2 days a week during the week and then match day, which is great. And obviously James Hurd has been playing a role with the leadership group, and he's keen to extend that beyond and just help out a bit more in around the coaching and match day and things. So we've been able to show the group that, the change is there, but we're not down on numbers. And the coaches are obviously enthused by what we've put forward too, because what happens nowadays, there's more responsibility goes on to our assistant coaches as well, and it's a great opportunity for them.
Has James expressed a desire to be a head coach again to you?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. He's just got back, to be honest, he's just got back from some business over in Europe over the last 10 days. So he's only been back the last 2 or 3 days and it's just been online in some match committee meetings and things like that. So he'll be with us. I believe he'll be back with us on Sunday. But he hasn't expressed directly a desire to jump back in yet. But obviously we talk about our process moving forward and between David Matthews and Jimmy Bartel and myself, it's just been some very preliminary discussions this week in setting up what we've been moving forward, because the focus has been about stabilising our group this week, because there still is 13 rounds to go and we think we're still very capable of doing some damage.
Would you ask him to apply?
I think it's totally in James's, in his hands where he sits with things. I know he's been really enjoying what he's been doing, and I think this would be great for him to jump back a little bit more in that coaching space, but it's totally up to him because he's got... Obviously, he's really well versed, and he's got obviously some strong business interests. So it's got to be about. I think Leon commented last week or the week before, to do this job, you need to be absolutely 100% all in. So that'd be one thing I think beyond James's mind at the moment.
So with the process, Jace, I mean, there's different ways. Do you advertise for the job, or do you go and approach people yourself? We saw that last year with Ross Lyon, probably not, or being a bit reluctant to go through the process. Will you approach them or will you just advertise for the job and see who applies?
Great question. And they're the things we've just preliminarily been discussions between David and Jimmy and myself this week, what we'll go about. We'll sit down next week and really have a good look at what we want to lay out and the format and the process of how we do attack this. But we feel like we've got a... You know, the opportunity is there that nothing's off the table. And we look at a list of current coaches, former coaches, there's some great assistant coaches out there. So it's pretty much a blank canvas for us to work from.
Jason, if you had to tell that next coach what you felt the stage that this list was at? What would you say? Is it past rebuild? Is it in need of a rebuild? Is it a premiership contention list in the next 1 to 2 years? Where would you identify this list being at?
Well, there's some great capabilities within our group. There's no doubt about that. I'm very confident in this group, but there's no doubt there needs to be some tinkering and some adjustments. It's certainly not a rebuild stage. It's far beyond that. It's an interesting one when you look at this year. We know we've been inconsistent, and that's been disappointing. But as it's turned out, in the first 9 rounds, we've actually played the 7 teams in the top 8. So we're 2 games worse off than what we were last year. So in a very even competition. We know there's some things within our game we've got to get better at, but I think there's some great capabilities within this group. And we'll obviously add to that. Primarily, we go to the draft and things like that, but there's some targeted areas we'd like to address. But there's so much to work with. There's no doubt about that. And we saw that last year, probably in the last 6 or 7 weeks of the season. Last year was a bit inconsistent, but we got some really good continuity that last back end, and we showed what we're capable of. And this group's always been very capable, big games and a finals brand of football. It's just we've been a bit too inconsistent over probably 2 or 3 years now in home and away series.
I think the greatest criticism has been the lack of defensive system or system as such. You've had a great unity and a bond amongst your group, and Leon's done a terrific job with that, and you've had some stellar seasons without winning it, of course. Is that next coach someone that you'd look at that maybe is currently employed in the AFL that does possess a great system and has shown that for a number of years? Are they phone calls that you need to make to people who currently hold AFL coaching roles?
It's one thing we definitely were discussing, and we're working a bit stronger our focus on moving into this year. We've had some very, very good one-on-one defenders, and has really stood up. There's no doubt about it. But obviously, the shift over the last few years about how teams are defending and how they're turning the ball over, obviously we've been based around a really strong stoppage and clearance team. And you don't go away from that because you need that. But we have been looking at opportunities of how we can adjust and get better in those areas. We have made some inroads, but it's one of those things that hasn't got to the level we'd like. And I think, to be honest, some of that has been a little bit around our personnel, and everyone goes through that. We've had some really strong player availability this year, but unfortunately there's been some players in our front half that would really help that. That have been unavailable. So yeah, it is a focus, Dave, but it's a focus of, like anything, trying to get that without taking too much away from some of your strengths.
Is there the possibility your next coach is currently coaching another team, and how hard is that to navigate?
Yeah, it would be interesting navigation process, Kane, but I think going back to my comment before that, nothing's off the table. It's a blank canvas, and we've got to look at all options available. And at the moment, everyone's available, whether they're coaching at AFL level or assistants or former coaches.
What about Clarkson? How have you spoken to him yet?
No, we haven't. We've just had those preliminary chats, and we'll formulate some views and ideas and what we're doing next week and beyond, but that conversation hasn't had as yet.
Have you been in a process like this before, Jason, or has Jimmy Bartel been in a process like this before?
Jimmy wouldn't have. Dave Matthews obviously has from the very beginning with obviously, the appointment of Kevin Sheedy and then obviously bringing Leon in. So they're all the things we're having the conversations now, because we want to make sure what we get set up spot on and our approach is spot on. So we don't need to rush with this, but we do obviously want to get moving on over the next couple of weeks. So we're spending this time stabilising our group here, formulating some views and ideas, and then next week we'll start consolidating them of how we just really attack this this process for our next senior coach for next year and beyond.
So you're just leaving the door slightly ajar that you may ask for some outside help. I mean, it's been a Robert Walls, David Parkin type assistance. Lee Matthews has been part of those panels before. You're still leaving that door ajar for someone like that?
Yeah, I think it's obviously something many clubs have done, and that's something we'll discuss of whether we want to go down that path or not. But yeah, once again, we just, whatever we, when we all consolidate our views, we need to map this out clearly. and it needs to be what's going to be best for us to get the best coach for our group. And that's obviously, as we know, they're extremely important decisions. It'll be the biggest decision we make for a long time, that's for sure.
We'll move on from the coaching question. I think we've peppered you enough with that. Would you consider Dustin Martin? You famously said no in 2013. If he's on the market and wanted to move to Sydney, would you consider him?
Yeah, I've read and heard a bit about it over the last couple of days, and I keep hearing about Tom Green's name being thrown up. I'm sure the Tigers would love to get hold of Tom with the associations through family there. Look, all I'd say, we don't have to say too much about Dusty. He's a superstar, and he puts bums on seats, doesn't he? He's a great player. I'm not sure whether there's anything in it that he'd be leaving Richmond. Obviously, we'd be open to a conversation, that's for sure, if that is the case. But then it's a matter of trade transaction, how it fits in a very tight salary cap and things like that. But you don't dismiss or discount yourself on anything when the quality of a player like that would present.
What's he worth, Jase? What would a player like Dustin Martin be worth? Take just your football club off the table, obviously the Sydney Swans as well. Is it as simple as he is a first-round selection at minimum?
I think a lot of people analyse and talk about, oh, he's, you know, that little bit older, and you take that into consideration. Look, apart from last year, I don't think he's missed too many games either. Mm-hmm. I think there's a fair bit of football left in Dustin Martin. We need to take that into consideration, all those things. But, yeah, you would think that would be around the mark for a player like that, albeit, you know, a little bit older. But the best players, they can change your side pretty quickly, can't they? So, and it depends where you are, I suppose, what you're prepared to give up in your cycle, your list profile. You know, if you're really close, you think you're very close to contention, well, you'll give up a bit more because that could be the finishing piece to the puzzle.
And just quickly, finally, Tim Taranto is clearly your priority. When would you like to sit down with his management and present him an offer?
Yeah, we've been having some really good chats with Matty Bain. Matt's been away a bit overseas. It's interesting now everything's opened up. It's hard to get hold of anyone because no one's around. They're all travelling again. So we'd look to next week. We're scheduled to catch up again. So, yeah, Tim's a really important player for us. So we hope we can secure his signature sooner rather than later, that's for sure.
Jase, fair bit going on, mate. We appreciate you fronting up and answering the tough questions, as always. Thanks for your time.
No problems, guys. Have a good day.
GWS take on the Eagles Saturday at 1:40 at Giants Stadium.